Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. On Twitch TV tonight, just search for Sports Byline, and there I am. Rick Tittle, don't put titillating, something tawdry or bawdry might come up on your screen, but this is the only hour this whole week, and every week, they give to me to talk video games. Normally, it's sports talk here on Sports Byline. Go to sportsbyline.com. Send me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. The emails would be for the cheat code request due at the end of the show. And also, I give a brand new game away at 40 after. And once again, I have a really good game again this week. Sometimes they're not all winners, but this one's a winner. And which one is it? We have to wait until 40 after. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. SBNationLive.com as well. You can go there, click listen live. Otherwise, listening to the program, first and foremost, live radio, obviously, American Forces Radio Network, and whatever branch you're with, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe, come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Also, we are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 in your cable provides 35 million homes. Homes? We are on Sirius XM. That's right. It used to be Sirius, and it used to be XM. And they got together. Aw, you guys. So cute. But yes, Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Good to be on there as well. However you're getting me, I'm glad that there are other ways. Believe me, Google my name, then people will be airing this someplace. And that's fine with me, because let's talk video games at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. We'll talk about what's going on in the video game world. I also have an interview this week with a guy from Diablo 4. So I'm actually going to do the video game giveaway at 25 after the hour, because he's going to come by around 40. He's going to talk about the new DLC, which is really cool. You go into the welcome to the jungle. You go in there. So we'll do that. Also, the cheat code at the end. I'll let you know the new releases. Come on back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We are live. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the border on American Forces Radio Network. Next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game and let you know the new releases. This is because we have a gentleman who's going to talk about the new DLC from Diablo 4 at 40 after the hour. We'll also have the cheat code at the end of the show. Send your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. Well, this is the week where we're going to start getting Black Friday deals, actually on Black Friday. But you know how it is now. Black Friday, I think, starts in March. It's like, I don't understand people putting up Christmas trees before October. I mean, before Halloween. I mean, people just need to be a little bit more patient. But the thing is they want your money. And they want it right now. So if you've noticed on Amazon, all week long, they've had their Black Friday deals. And there are some pretty good ones in the video game world. Not just games. I saw that they knocked $20 off a lot of Switch games. In fact, Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble was $60, and now it's $20, so that's $40 off that. But the PS5 disc Cobalt Star bundle is $50 off that. Off the digital, it's $75 off. And I'm not buying the digital because it's already not enough room as it is on mine. The VR2 for the PlayStation, the Horizon Call of the Mountain bundle, that was $600. It's now $350 on Amazon. So that's a pretty good saving there as well. And if you're waiting to buy Elden Ring, you got to do it now too for the PS5 because that was $60 down to $20. And then for those of you who like spending a lot of money on a shiny disc, the Alan Wake 2 Deluxe Edition was $80. Now it's $50. When it comes to Switch, though, it's Target, actually, I saw. The OLED Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Bundle is $430. Well, now it's $275. So it's 36% off is pretty good. And then just the regular Mario Kart bundle, which is normally $300, is now $225. So that's $75 off. Knocking $20 off a lot of games, as well as I mentioned the Super Monkey Ball. MetaQuest, by the way, no one's paying me to say this stuff. I'm just trying to help. I wish they were. MetaQuest 3S, 128 gig VR. If you get that on Amazon right now for $300, they throw in a $75 credit, which basically means you can pick out any game. And by the way, the Quest, if you are going to buy the Quest, both of them, the 3 and the 3S, come with Batman Arkham Shadow, which is getting a lot of good reviews. I have not played it yet. And then if you play games on your iPad, which I know some people do, not hardcore stuff, but the 11-inch, I guess 10.9-inch, 10th generation iPad on Amazon was $350, and now it's $250. So you're going to save $100 there. I personally jumped on Star Wars Outlaws because that was $70 down to $40, and I was waiting on that. I wasn't in love with it, but now that it's come down, it looks a lot better to me. And then if you're looking for an expansion card, especially on the Xbox, if you look at the WD Black, that would be Western Digital 1TB C50 expansion card. Those are $160 on Amazon. Now they're $100. So just some deals that you can look around. And, you know, Black Friday is, like I say, they want your money. They will do anything for your money. They will. All right, let's move on to some news. You might remember the Oregon Trail. The Oregon Trail was a computer game that officially was created in 1971 at Carleton College. It's in the World Video Game Hall of Fame. There are a few of those, by the way. But this is the one in Rochester we normally recognize. And Bill Heineman is the guy who made it back then, a guy with deep Minnesota roots. And the idea sprouted when one of his friends in college had a board game that was teaching the settlers about going west on the Oregon Trail. And computers, of course, were in their very nascent days. And he thought that it would be a great opportunity to try and make something. And so he did. Now, the game's been known for the many ways you can die, including by dysentery. But his favorite was death by a snake bite. He said, quote, "It only happened once every several hundred times, so people could have played it for months, and all of a sudden, what? I got bit by a snake and died? That never happened to me before," which was pretty cool. Now, why would you bring that up, Rick? Well, I'm going to tell you why. There is a purpose. There is a method of the madness here. More than 50 years after the first Oregon Trail program, Apple is reportedly developing this into a movie, which they're calling an action comedy. I always found when it comes to the West, the action comedy doesn't work a lot. I don't know what it is, if it's Richard Lewis or it's John Candy. A lot of people have tried for the... I mean, I guess Blazing Saddles would be a hit. But Heineman said, "Surprising to me how popular it's become and how long the interest in it has been around, and this is just the next step, I guess." And so he had a couple of co-creators, and they turned it over to the Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium. And and someone said, "Does it bother you? You're not going to see a dime." And he said, "I didn't do it for the money. I did it just for the love of the game and the love of teaching." Oh, well, that's nice. That's like the guy, and I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong, so don't drive off the road if you know the real thing. But one of the early investors in Apple I think he sold like his 10% for $3 million back in the day. And now it would be worth like $1 trillion or something. He could buy his own aircraft carriers and his own countries and his, but he said, hey, don't be mad. I was the 80s and I had $3 million. It's not like I had nothing out of it. And I was like, well, I guess that's true as well. But anyway, the Oregon Trail seems to be just one of those games that even people, and you, like I said, even if you're high school age or younger, you probably heard of it as well, just because how iconic that game is. And, you know, a lot of those point and click games that you had to be more creative when you were a programmer. And even the 8-bit games like Adventure, you had to really stretch it. And you had to like push a couple of, you know, you had to rob Peter to pay Paul. Like, okay, well, now I can't build that keep in the castle, but I can bring this in, you know. And now, of course, the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want. And so that's why a lot of times we get fooled by a game that's just really pretty. And then you realize, oh, it's not that fun. And then also there's this whole new genre of these like Naughty Dog games like The Last of Us and, you know, Drake's Fortune, whatever, where you're just watching a movie that's pretending to be a video game. Not a big fan of those games. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back, and I will give away the game. We'll get into some video game news. And also, I'll let you know what's coming out this week. Because every week on a Tuesday, we get a whole spate of new games. And that means other games will now be available. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, thank you for that. Robert on the other side of the glass, doing a great job. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529 will get you in and get you heard. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk Diablo 4 and the new DLC. But I have a game to give away now, and we'll get into some new releases as well. I told you it was a good one. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. That's right, Chernobyl. I mean, we're waiting a long time for this to come out, but I don't know. It's not easy making a game in the Ukraine right now. And that's who made it, GCS Game World. They developed it. They published it. It's available for the X and the S and the PC. Unfortunately, not the PS5. here's the summary. In Stalker 2, experience a unique blend of first-person shooter, immersive sim, and horror. Once again, venturing into an open-world wasteland, this is the sequel to the GCS Game World's popular shooter franchise. Rated M for mature, strong language, blood and gore, intense violence, use of alcohol, use of tobacco. Oh, no. This, of course, runs on Unreal 5. And I have it here for the Xbox Series X. So, my question is, what would be a good name for the sequel? So, we had Stalker, S-T-A-L-K-E-R, all with periods. Then we had Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. What would be a good name? Stalker 9? Probably not. Stalker negative 1? No. Just let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win the game, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, from GCS Game World, published and also developed. And as I said, this game, if you think about how hard it is just to live in a country that is under constant strikes of drones and cyber attacks and missile strikes, and you think about the developers trying to meet these demands, even as Russian hackers were trying so hard to leak their code and to ruin it. This is all true. Well, 48 hours after it sold, this game has sold 1 million copies. And this takes place in a fictionalized version of the Chernobyl exclusion zone. I have it on Steam. It's the most successful Ukrainian game. There is a French company called Infogrames. Remember that? Alone in the Dark. But this is the most popular game that's gone so high. Phil Spencer, of course, runs Xbox. He says he has high expectations. He said the quality is really high, and I'm proud that we're partnering to make this game. I think it will be on many people's Game of the Year lists. Yes. So it was a symbolic move of national identity when they changed the title from Heart of Chernobyl to Heart of Chernobyl, because Chernobyl is the way the Russians spell it, and that's the way the Western world, that's how you and I know it, I'm sure. Chernobyl is how they say it in Ukraine, as they say it in Ukrainian. Duja, duja, bohana. So the game was pulled from the Russian market. and Russian language voice acting removed as well. And it just shows you how much obviously the thing that sucks the most about war is man's inhumanity to man and killing each other. It doesn't get any worse than that. But you just think about all the hundreds of thousands of gamers who have nothing personal or nothing philosophically, ideologically against anyone. And that means a lot of gamers in Russia who have nothing to do with Putin or the army, they don't get to play it either. You know, they're people too. And it just sucks. It's just another thing that sucks. But I'm not worried about what games Russian teenagers get. I'm just saying that, you know, automatically it is banned, right? The head of GCS Game World, Yevhen Hyorovich, he said, quote, "This game is incredibly important and dear to us as it is being created under the most stressful conditions possible." He said the studio dedicated the game to those who are defending Ukraine. And it's a weird dynamic because you think if you're able-bodied, you'd be fighting, right? So, like I said, I'm not going to judge anybody because I'm not there. But you kind of think that's what you would be doing. Anyway. So this game, remember I said we've been waiting for a while? It was announced in 2010 and said it'll be ready in 2 years. And then they had huge disputes between investors. They had employees who were walking away, getting fired. They had intellectual property rights holders that were fighting over stuff. And so then it just wasn't even talked about for 8 years. So 2018, GCS Game World said, we're going to try it again. And so they came out with a trailer, remember, over 4 years ago, the summer of 2020. And then in 2021, they said, here are some of the weapons. And then, of course, Russia invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. And so they had to relocate the studios. Some of the members did join the armed forces. And in one of the original developers, in fact, you have to salute and, stand at attention for Vladimir Yezhov, because he worked on the game, he volunteered, and he was killed in combat near Bakhmut in December of 2022. He worked on Stalker Clear Sky, and he was the face model for the character Loki in the game. And it's all tragic, you know. Now they got North Koreans sending troops there. What a joke! But obviously, as I mentioned, these hackers. There was a huge setback last year when Russian hackers, under orders, I'm sure, targeted the studio, and they were threatening to release everything. And then they said, "We'll give it back to you if you put the Russian language back in." Like, okay. But one of the most distinctive features is the Ukrainian play music. And there are a lot of Ukrainian artists on here that I've never heard of. You probably haven't heard of them either. But anyway, it's out, and we can get more into the game next time. And I said we got an interview coming up, but it is an absolutely amazing game. It is a winner. I usually don't like fighting against, like, freaks. In other words, you know, I'm not a big Call of Duty zombies type of guy. But with a game like this, you can't have. And plus, if you love the first game, then of course you're going to probably like the second game as well. But this is, like I said, this is why we're all here think about back in the day, how many games would come out of a place like Ukraine? And the answer would be basically none. All right, new games this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have Sin Slayers, Reign of Truth on all the systems. Void Crew for the PC. Core Punk for the PC. Critter Cafe, PC and Switch. Football Manager 25 console. This is X&S One and PS5. We also have Football Manager 25 mobile for your phones, Android and iOS. New Arcline for PC. King Arthur Legends Rise. This is on Steam. It's also on your phones, so PC. Tribe Primitive Builder, X&S. Dungeons of Dreadrock 2, The King's Secret, Switch. Enigma of Fear for the PC. Platform 8. This looks like a Japanese subway game. This is on the 5, the 4, and the Switch. Raven's Watch. This is on the 1, the X, and the S, the 4, and the 5. Snow Brothers Wonderland. It is on everything but the X, and the S, and the 1. Beyond Memories, Tales of the Lost Souls on the PC. Fly Corp is on the 1, the X, and the S, the 4, and the 5. Sensei, I Like You So Much. Very anime, that's what it's called, on the PC. Amerzone, The Explorer's Legacy, X&S 5 and PC. By Grit Alone on the PC. Crossed Wires, PC, Linux, and Mac. And finally, Deep Rock Rogue Core Galactic. This is on the PC. All right, so we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will speak to the man behind the new DLC on Diablo 4, which is a very, very good game, and we will do that next, right here on the Video Game Review.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Brent Gibson, and he is here to talk about being the game director behind Diablo 4's new expansion, Vessel of Hatred. And Brent, you know, I remember playing the first Diablo back into the in the 90s, and when you have a franchise like this, I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword, and the thing, like, you have something on rails, but also the fan base keeps expecting more and more and more. It raises the bar, but I guess that's the challenge you guys like, right?
Hey, Rick. Well, first off, thanks for having me. Yeah, man, what a legacy, right? How many game franchises go that far back and still are this relevant today? And, you know, when we released it way back in the day, it kind of started to define a whole new genre of gameplay. And so you're absolutely correct. Our fans literally cannot get enough. And every release comes with a higher set of expectations. And, you know, with Vessel of Hatred, you know, we have this amazing launch with the base game. It's such a huge and complex world. There's so much to do. And so the idea of, like, adding even more was quite a big challenge. And, you know, we're super happy with where it landed. You know, we're able to add a brand new class that has never been seen before in the franchise. We've taken on all new ways to play. We've added multiplayer dungeons. We've added time trial dungeons. And they're all things that we really hope that the fans want to dig into and find the new freshness out of all of it. And that's exactly what we did. You know, we released Vessel of Hatred, and everybody's absolutely loving it, and we couldn't be more proud.
I think what's cool, too, is that when the game released in the late 90s, I remember Diablo 2 came pretty quickly, obviously, because you wanted to capitalize on the success. But then, what, we wait like a decade for Diablo 3 and then like another decade for Diablo 4. Yeah. It's like you guys made sure you got it right instead of just throwing something out there to spend some cash.
Yeah, you know, we value the fans over everything. And so when we go after doing stuff, even with an expansion like ours that we did so quickly after the base game, we put a lot of time and care to make sure that the things that we're putting in are the things that people absolutely love. Sometimes that takes a while, right? And so you see those big breaks between, you know, two and three and then three into four. But we're hitting a rhythm now. You know, the team loves this franchise as fans first, and the more people who show up, the more game we're going to make.
I love the fact that you guys had it on the 4 as well, because I think sometimes everything is just always next gen. But obviously, I have it on the 5, it's on the 1, it's X and S, and PC as well. And I was just thinking about, like, that Blizzard team, Blizzard Albany, wherever you're making this game, it must be mouthwatering to know the sort of graphic and just the muscle you guys have to create what you want to create.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started off on making games for Game Boy Advance.
Wow.
So GBA. Fast forward to what we're doing on modern PC and modern console is just—it's absolutely incredible. What it does is that the technology is no longer a limiter to the creativity. And you can see that in the game. I mean, the complexity between Diablo 3 and Diablo 4, it's leaps and bounds more complex. And so, yeah, the dev team has a lot of fun making this.
So let's go into Vessel of Hatred, because I think it's really cool, and it's a surprise, too. But we're in the jungle, Brent.
We're in the jungle, baby.
You're going to die.
Yeah, it's so appropriate. I mean, The area we went into, we actually had started talking about early in development in Diablo 4's main release. And so to be able to finish what we started and complete that whole continent and that map was really great. But honestly, we needed the palate cleanser too, because Diablo 4 was like this dark gothic world. And, you know, we really hit the tone really well with the church and the heaven and hell and all this stuff. And so to be able to go to the jungle, it was like, yes, something new, fresh, different. And it also made sense just geographically with how the lore, for all those lore fans out there, how it worked. It was just a match made in heaven.
So for you, when you think about, because I was looking at your career, when you think about your baby, would the first word be Skylanders?
Oh, man, I have a special spot in my heart for Skylanders. You know, when we're developing those games, we called it Diablo for Kids, right? Which is just like, pick your class, blow up monsters, but instead of fighting the demons of hell, you're blowing up little trolls with rainbows and coins, right? So it was kind of a way. It was such an interesting challenge to like look at such a young age demographic and get them into this style of gameplay. And so, it's special.
It's very cool. We're speaking with Brent Gibson, game director, Diablo 4's Vessel of Hatred. The other thing, too, of course, just in this whole genre we've been in the last few years, is that instead of just buying a shiny disc and that was it, and then we went to like, you know, season passes. Now with the DLC coming down and new maps and worlds, it's just these games have lifespans of years and years. Do you, in the beginning when you make a Diablo 4, do you think, all right, we're going to have three DLCs and we're going to release them 8 months apart, or does it just kind of come to you?
You know, we're very thoughtful about how we go about things. I wouldn't say that the timelines are something that drives us in the process. It's more like, hey, when we release something, what do the fans want? And then that starts to take shape in the form of like a bundle or a package and a vision around that package. And then we talk about what does that mean to develop that in a way that delivers the highest quality possible. On a timeline that's not every 10 years, obviously. you know, there's a little bit of give and take on the planning there. And, you know, we started the vision for this expansion, I'd say a year or so before the base game had even shipped. And we weren't even talking timelines. We just wanted to tell more story. We knew we wanted to make more game. And, super proud with where we actually landed with those initial ideas.
Very cool. All right, so that new jungle region is called Nahantu, but let's talk about the new class, because this is something Spiritborn here.
Yeah. Yeah, the new class is, I call it the class that wants to go fast. There's a little Ricky Bobby in it. we delivered five wonderful classic classes, and the fans were loving it, but it was very clear that there were some design spaces that we didn't explore that those classes could not offer. And so we took on the challenge of saying, hey, we know martial arts is something that would really resonate with everybody. We know we want to have a class that has a high amount of customization, because most of the original classes have particular builds that they go down in their leveling experience. With this new class, the combinations are almost endless. We're not even close to exploring how many different diverse builds we can potentially get out of this class. And so if you're the type of person that really likes to tinker around and try the experiment with the mixing and matching of powers and abilities, this class is amazing for you. If you also like a class where you can sit back, relax, late on a Friday night when you need to blow off some steam and just kill a bunch of monsters, this has a nonstop flow that is built directly for you.
Very cool. And if you need help, you can get mercenaries in this.
That's
and
right.
Two-part question, co-op PvE. Tell us about that too, please.
Yeah. So mercenaries it's an oldie but a goodie. It's the Diablo 4 version of old mercenary or follower systems that you would see in Diablo 2 and 3. And so it's they're people that are ordinary people with extraordinary skills that just want to help those the powerful players in the fight against hell. And so you can hire them. They're like little mini classes that they level up while they're fighting alongside you, and you can choose which powers that they use along the way. And it also has this really cool mechanic where we have this thing called reinforcements, where you can tell them to come in like a tag team fighting game on certain conditions. And so you got a lot of experimentation with those mercenaries to round out maybe some of the softer spots of your class you're playing.
And the PvE.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
And the PvE, yeah. So the PvE content that we have, we call it Dark Citadel. And this is really hard content for that group of friends that want to get together and play and take on the challenge together. And so Diablo is all about killing monsters. And so we've developed a cooperative PvE experience where that is the bread and butter, but we challenge you with puzzle mechanics and communication mechanics as you're fighting. And so it's, yeah, I talked before about sitting back, relaxing, and just killing a bunch of monsters. This one is lean forward, because this game's about ready to get hard, and the badge of honor you get when you defeat it is pretty incredible. So this is great pinnacle content for those who like challenge.
All right, and then finally, this isn't standalone. This all kind of meshes in, weaves itself in with the Diablo 4 story with Nyrell and Mephisto and everything else, right?
Yeah, everything is continuous. We talk about it as the next chapter of our story. So we're picking up where we left off with the campaign, and you get to find out Mephisto's fate as you play through all of that campaign content. It's added to the world seamlessly, so if you have Vessel of Hatred, you can walk right into the new region and use all of the things you loved about Diablo 4 in Vessel of Hatred as well. So we don't treat them separately. It's like one evolving world altogether.
Vessel of Hatred out now. Of course, it's Blizzard. You can get Battle.net, Steam, Xbox Series 1, Xbox Series X and S, the 4 and the 5 as well. We've been speaking with Brent Gibson, many decades in the biz. Brent, I can hear the excitement in your voice, man. Congratulations on something really
Thank
cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I'm super looking forward to Black Friday. You know, if you get out there, we got a bunch of sales going on, and we got a free trial that's coming out, and so I want to open the doors to the entire party. Come on in, check it out. I think you're going to have a blast.
Great stuff. Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Someone on Twitch.tv says 60 degrees in San Francisco and you're wearing a heavy coat. Not in the studio. You can hang meat in here. But thanks for that, Frank. I appreciate that. The cheat code. And this came from an email from Sid. What's up, Sid? Sid Barrett. Rick, my friend says the siphon filter invincibility code is impossible. Help. Help. Well, the siphon filter Dark Mirror, that's what he's talking about, or your friend, he or she. That's a PSP game. And I'm only going to do it once on the air, and then I'll email it to you, because I can't do it twice on the air. This literally is the invincibility code in the cheat menu for PSP siphon filter hyphen Dark Mirror. 0x606063 98 space 0xFFFFFFF 0x0002001 space 0x0000001C. So what this was, and I'm going to tell you right now, even though I wasn't there, somebody, when the game got done, there was probably an investor who said, what's the invincibility code? And the developer said, we don't do that. That's cheating. And then the head of production or the vice president went to the lead developer and said, you got to put an invincibility code in there. No, I refuse. You'll be fired. All right. You want an invincibility code? I'll put in an invincibility code for you. Okay, cool. And that was it. So he wanted anyone who was going to put that code in to struggle. But there it is. And there's another show. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. We'll do it again next week at the same time. Until then, play some video games, y'all.